Do you ever have days where it feels like you're stuck in a time loop? I'm talking about a full-blown, same-day, same-routine kind of day, where you sit back and you just wonder if there's ever an end to the monotonous tasks that constantly surround you. Well, if that is you, pop in those headphones, crank up the volume, and get comfy, because we are about to dive in. Welcome to Glass Half Full, where we are unpacking the hard truths about life and shifting our perspective to focus on the beauty found in our circumstances. Each week, we will discuss common feelings and situations that many of us face in adulthood and circle back to scripture to help fight our negative mindset. Join us each Wednesday for a new episode and be sure to follow us on social media so you can stay up to date on our content and even share with us topics that you would love to hear about. Now, let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome to the first episode on Glass Half Full. I am so glad that you are joining me on this new journey, and I think it's going to be so exciting to tackle some really common topics that many of us in motherhood and just adulthood in general struggle with. So today we are going to tackle talking about finding joy and peace and contentment in the mundane, everyday, run-of-the-mill tasks. So for me personally, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have two boys, and then I have a third kiddo on the way. So the mundane, repetitive tasks are very, very prominent for me. Like, pretty much every day involves the same things. I also homeschool my oldest kid, so it's like every day is laundry, dishes, homeschooling, breaking up fights and tantrums and all the things. And of course, on the other end of the spectrum with the working mom, you've got getting the kids ready for school, making sure everything's done in the morning, and then going to work and dealing with all of the people that you have to deal with. Repetitive tasks can happen in either situation. It's bound to happen. That's just life. So today we are going to talk about finding peace and contentment in those crazy moments. So we're actually going to start off with scripture. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." So this is a definitely like more familiar kind of scripture for sure, but it is such a great reminder to cling to when we're just feeling so overwhelmed by everything and begin to question why we are quote unquote trapped in this particular phase of life. Life can honestly just feel so draining when you're doing the same thing all the time. I know some people really, really thrive on routine and they thrive on doing the same thing at the same time, but you have to admit that sometimes it kind of gets old and you need spice, or you need something new, or you need something to spark joy. So when we are doing these everyday tasks, what can we do to check in with ourselves and really kind of overcome the slump that we fall into? So let's talk about four easy things we can incorporate into our day to help shift our mindset back to that glass half full way of thinking. Okay, so the first thing we can start doing is starting our day off with gratitude. Now, this can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. If you wake up before your kids, I would definitely recommend opening scripture and spending time in prayer. Now, if you are the mom, me, that wakes up with her kids, it can be as easy as taking a minute or two extra in the bathroom when you're getting ready and speaking scripture and truths over yourself. One great way to do this is to get some sticky notes and write your favorite scriptures on them, your favorite biblical affirmations, and as you're getting ready, as you're brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, well, it might be a little hard brushing your teeth, getting dressed, whatever, just read them out loud and proclaim them over yourself. Now, the second thing we can start doing kind of ties into the first, but it is getting very, very specific in your prayer time. God loves it when we talk to him like a father and a friend, because hello, that is who he is. He is our father. He is our friend. And he wants all of it, all of the feelings, all of the emotions, whether they're good or bad or kind of in between. Don't worry about it. He can totally handle it. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling worn down and just worn slap out, bring it straight to him. If you're struggling to see the good in your day, ask him specifically to help you see it and give you a new perspective on your situation. Because sometimes it is really, really hard to see the beauty and joy even in the little moments when we are constantly stressed out or overwhelmed or focusing on everything that's going wrong. All right, steps 3 and 4 are kind of the same, but different times of the day. Step 3 is doing a midday check-in. If you get a second in the middle of the day, maybe lunchtime, maybe a bathroom break, maybe the kids' nap time, whatever it is, take that time to truly check in with yourself. It can be a simple little breathing session, a simple little prayer session, asking yourself, how do I feel right now? Am I overwhelmed? What is overwhelming me? Why does it seem to be doing that? Just a quick little, might take less than 5 minutes, midday check-in. And then step 4 is an end of the day check-in. If you journal, this would be a great time to do so. If you don't, definitely try it out. Write down 3 things from your day that made you feel refreshed and happy and content. And then write 3 things down that seem to absolutely drain you. And after that, just give it all to God. Go to Him in prayer. Thank Him for the good moments in that day and the bad moments. I know it's hard to thank Him for the bad moments, but life comes with both of them, and we need to be grateful for all of the moments. Make sure you incorporate that second tool in your prayer time, which was be specific and ask for clarity. Be very, very specific in your prayer. Like, if it was a particular thing that really set you off that day, like the color, I don't know, like the color that your kid drew something in for some reason, if that triggers you, bring it to God and tell Him why that triggered you. That's just a crazy example, but I'm just saying, get super in detail, super specific. I truly believe that we go through specific seasons in life to teach us certain lessons, but I also know that when our emotions kind of control us, it's so hard to recognize that. And that is why I think starting the day off with gratitude, doing daily check-ins, and taking it straight to God Himself can be so beneficial. So next time you're feeling stuck in the rut of every day, try incorporating these 4 easy steps into your routine. All of them take less than 5 minutes, if even a minute or two. So it's definitely not going to be a time-consuming thing that you have to do. If you love it and use it, you can make it, you know, more extra. You can do more things. You can wake up earlier, read whatever book you want to read to, just whatever. But it can start off so small, so simple, as easy as a little check-in and a prayer and some daily gratitude. So I'm going to end on that note, but I really hope that this conversation today brought value to you, and I also hope that it helped you see that you are not alone in your feelings, and that this feeling of discontentment that you are facing will pass. These mundane tasks are only here for a season, and new things are on the way. But in the meantime, let's try and focus and find joy in the struggles of every day. And going back to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, lean on God's understanding, not your own. We're going to get so trapped in this negative mindset if we try and figure out why our life is this way, why it doesn't look a specific way, and why our life doesn't look like someone else's, and XYZ, all these crazy things. So just trust that God has a plan for you, a plan for your life, and a plan for the season that you're currently in. If you enjoyed today's chat, be sure to leave a review or share this with your friends and family. Make sure to tune back in next week for more content. We are going to have a new episode every Wednesday to talk more about the things that mothers and adults in general face on a day-to-day basis. All right, thanks for tuning in. Bye, guys.